Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Tonight we have a very special guest with us, but first I want to remind you of the call-in number, 323-203-0815, and I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday live, and LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us all over the place. Amazing. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How are you tonight?
I am superb. I had a wonderful lunch with a friend, a girlfriend, and we 3 hours we just gossip, binged, ate.
Yay! Hey, guess who's going to be with us tonight? Patricia Eltinge.
I know, my protege student.
Yeah. Oh, and guess who's live with us right now? Welcome, Patricia. So glad you're here with us tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Hello, as Kelly.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to let you two ladies chat.
Okay. I'm here for all of you.
Good. Well, I'm here for me, and I want to use you to educate my darling people that call in and want to hear what I have to say. You were a very good student. For how many years have we been doing this?
Well over 25 years, maybe going on 28, I think. More and than a quarter of a century.
That's right. And we've both grown, and you have developed a skill that I really, really like doing, but it's not what I want to do all the time, and you do. And that skill is dreams. And I have your book, your coffee table book, so beautiful, the Dream Class. And it says, know your dreams, know yourself. Now,
isn't that the truth?
Yes. Now, how did you ever become a Pat Allen addict?
Well, I started out in the health field many years ago in the early 80s and in the alternative health field. And one thing, after having a clinic for many years with my former husband, and my interest became more into psychology and the subconscious. And through my own early trauma as a child, I developed an interest in dreams, because that is what really, the understanding of dreams is what really helped me make headway in my own healing. And thank God for that. And my deeper studies with you and others. And now I'm many years a member of the International Association of the Study of Dreams. And they wanted me to speak at the conference in the Netherlands last year, but it was canceled because we all know why. And anyway, so since then I've done several conferences. Actually, we just came back from the Miami Book Fair, where I was doing many people's dreams for 3 days, and that was pretty fabulous. So anyway, that's how I got into it, through my own trauma, studying
Would you be willing and vulnerable to give not the details, but what kind of trauma ruined your subconscious enough to have you communicate with yourself through dreams? Just give us a category.
Well, yes. A category was quite simple. I was kidnapped and molested when I was five, and it got pushed into my, I was saved, fortunately, but it was pushed deep into my subconscious and then came out many years later while I was having what we called nightmares at the time, which you and I refer to as scary images, because they're there to bring us messages for our growth and transformation. So anyway, through that ongoing fear of going to sleep and dreaming as a child, and my scary dreams, I call them my scary dreams now because scary images in my dreams of witches chasing me and people chasing me and harming me. So at the time, my parents didn't understand this. It was a few years ago. the 50s, but anyway, the parents would say, oh, you'll be okay. It'll be okay by morning. They didn't really know what it stemmed from, but later through my own query and my own quest for wellness as a young adult and into my adult young adulthood, I thought,
how did you get to me?
Well, after other form, like I said, by the time I got to you, I had already had a health clinic. I was a master herbalist. I was a certified iridologist and, you know, helping people on many levels through their health and wellness, and had started and co-founded an herbal medicinal products company that's now very famous. And but I still wasn't quite there with my quest, where I was driven to the subconscious, and even healing our bodies, and not just our minds, but our bodies.
So
too,
where did you get me? Did I have an ad in a paper? I'm a child therapist. I'm a certified transactional analyst. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. How did you get me from the nutritional pharmaceutical world?
Well, I at the time I was I had split up from my former husband, and wanting to heal from my divorce. So a friend brought me to you to see you, so to hear you speak, and I thought, okay, this is different. But then you and I really got deep into and really the collaboration was the most impacting thing with me, the collaboration with the dream world, because you and I really over the many years developed this system that is like no other system of helping people to understand their own subconscious mind. To I say it's helping people become psychic. It's getting in touch with your own sixth sense. So anyway, all the years we worked on this project, it's been many years we've been honing the way of transmitting this information. And finally, you browbeat me basically into having a book.
I'm not easy. I'm not easy.
No.
I'm on way, and you will learn it or else.
And then since I am deep into study, I also expanded my studies and went all over and expanded further. And it was a good kick in the butt, and I went with it. Let's put it that way.
And what, pray tell, have you learned?
Oh, these things. I have learned that these dreams that are nightmares, what people often call them, are just scary images. But it's not always nightmares. There are sometimes light fairy things going on. But the fact of the matter is, Pat, what I really understand on a deep, deep level that I can transmit to people is our subconscious mind works based on our feelings and our thoughts, which is the yin and the yang. That's the feminine and the masculine. And so this book really comes from that point of view of how we are getting ahead by understanding our subconscious mind through dreams. We are getting a jump on really understanding our waking lives. So in our waking lives, we are perceiving through our thoughts and feelings. Then what we are perceiving, then we have thoughts and feelings, which is thoughts, masculine, feelings, feminine, about how we're perceiving and how we're navigating through our daily lives.
And I want to ask you the fact, since you had a very sexual, dangerous experience traumatizing you, what creative thoughts did we come up with that we know, we don't know anybody else that does it? Would you please tell our secret to the audience?
Our secret of the yin and the yang? Is that what you're asking? Yes.
And
well,
and why, when we dream of men and when we dream of women.
Oh, yes. When we're dreaming of women in our dreams, it's a paradox. We are actually dreaming of our thoughts, which is masculine. So it seems, it's paradoxical. So it seems like it should be the other way around. And when we're dreaming of men in our dreams, we are dreaming of our feelings, because the soul of a man is feminine and the soul of a woman is masculine.
And that's what are their Latin names, please, darling protege students?
That's right. And the soul of a man is the anima, and that's the feminine soul of a man. And the animus is the soul of a woman, which is masculine.
And so that's the creative idea that we came up with. And you are actually teaching and lecturing and writing books on that subject.
Yes.
I'm doing other things, but I do dream analysis as well, but not like you do it now.
I appreciate that. And I, too, am a transactional analysis practitioner. And I correlate. What I do is I get people to connect the dots from their dream world to their waking life, and then get to work through TA training and get to work on their stuff that comes up through their dream world, which is the subconscious mind.
Are you still afraid of men now?
No. No, I'm in a very, very nice relationship with my partner, and he's
therefore,
a man.
Or have you been traumatized by, you see, when you dream of your traumatic experience, you're trying to release the feelings, and you have done a lot. You did a lot in nutritional and biochemical areas, but what helped you by becoming a dream analyst and trainer?
Yeah, the transactional analyst. Truly, truly understanding the depth, how deeply this stuff was buried in my psyche, and having it come through. And I actually also did a once it was coming through on a more conscious level, I was able to get in there and do some EMDR about 20 years ago, maybe more, did EMDR with a Dr. Monaco, who is, I believe, is now retired. And it was a great experience to really dig it out from the roots. And that's what I do with people too, though. I really help people get to the root. And people ruminate less when they understand what's going on in their psyche. When they're going, should I, shouldn't I? What should I do? This or that, back and forth, back and forth. And that's crazy making. And I really help people navigate their confusion in life. Now.
Oh, how can people reach you?
People can reach me through my website, thedreamclass.com. And right now, people have been creating their own groups. They get a group together. They get a hold of me, and I will do a group for them. Or they can be in my waiting list if I put a group together. And they can reach out to me individually and have a session with me. So
good.
There are many ways to find, there's that one way to find me, and you can, through my website, you can email me. And, oh, listeners to this show will have their first session complimentary and mentioning the Pat Allen Show.
You didn't mention your book.
The book and can be found on Amazon and is The Dream Class. Know your dreams, know yourself. You can find, also type in my name, Patricia Eltinge, and that's spelled E-L-T-I-N-G-E. So if you type in The Dream Class or Patricia Eltinge, you will find my beautiful, informative and very deep book. But the book, like you said before, is also, I asked 22 dreamlike images of my own dreamlike photography. So I think it's appreciated on many levels.
My darling student, you did a wonderful job. So now I get to go play radio.
Yes, and I appreciate you always referring to me as your protege, and people have said that they appreciate that too.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you next time.
And it is a beautiful book. I have my beautiful copy on my coffee table, and it is amazing. Caller, you have joined us live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. You're live. Do you have a question? Okay. It looks like we dropped that caller, but we're going to get another one. Sam at the switchboard has got us covered. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, I do have a question. So, Dr. Pat, first of all, hello. Just wanted to say that I have, stay married and loving it. I've seen you previously, like 10 years ago. I've followed you for a really long time. And thank you.
There's also conversational rape. The truth about men will set you free. I love writing books. So what can I do to help you?
So I've been married for 9.5 years, and we have 2 little boys. And things in our marriage have been up and down. And I think
what's
we're on
four?
A good
what's
path.
What's four?
What's four?
What's the problem?
There's not much of a problem. I think we're doing better now. We've had kids, and I think that just grew a little bit of distance.
Okay,
but the question,
so what can
I
do
now
for
you
today?
Yes. So I have a friend that's a male that has become more than a friend. And
you have a lover.
No, we've never been intimate before.
You've been emotionally intimate. I just heard you say so.
Yes, correct.
You're having an emotional affair.
That's right.
Okay. So have you got permission from your husband? Because he can't stop you. What's going on in your brain as long as you don't break the laws of your marriage, do you? You don't have sex with him. Right?
Yes, we've talked about it, and we've agreed that we would never sleep together. So he's
sleeping. I don't mind sleeping. I could care less. What happens when a man puts his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina? What happens? What does Pat Allen teach? See, when I quote myself, it's because I'm Patricia, but I'm also Pat Allen. That's my male and my female.
You say that it produces oxytocin for female, and you end up becoming more attached to them. So I will make sure to never do that. But to answer your question, no, my husband does not know about this, and he already does not. He already, I think, feels a little
but
bit.
But he might like to have an open. Do you people know you can have an open marriage where you both can have lovers? Would you be okay if you found out that your husband has a secret lover?
I don't know. Probably not. But... No.
Did your father, was your father unfaithful to your mother?
I'm not sure. I don't know. My mother believes that he wasn't. But
what?
I don't think he. My mother believes that he wasn't, but I'm not sure.
He was not mature?
I'm not sure.
Your mother. Pardon?
I'm not sure if he was faithful or not. She believed that he wasn't.
I understand that because maybe her dad was unfaithful. You see, when somebody's unfaithful...
Yes. Her dad was definitely unfaithful. Yeah.
Well, do you understand that the daughter of an unfaithful father is molested as much as somebody who's actually had the sex with the lover? Do you understand that you are what, maybe third generation molestation?
Okay, sure. I guess.
What is your question for me now that we know that you're having an emotional affair with the man? You're married. What is your need of this man?
My question, all we do is that we go for runs together at night. We exercise, which is something that I've always really enjoyed, and my husband doesn't necessarily
do that. Honey, do you want to know what the most important? Do you know what the most important thing is? Smelling him. When you're 30 inches close to a human being, you're picking up their pheromones, their body excretions, so that...
Yeah, and I mean, we have held each other, and we have even kissed, but that's as far as it's gone ever.
Now, how is your sex life with your legal husband? You have a lover, we got that.
It wasn't very good, but I'm trying to do better at it, and we're trying to make more of an effort. So, I mean, we have no problem in the bedroom. It's just more of actually spending the time in the bedroom.
Okay. So you're masculine enough to be in love with one man and serve another man sexually.
mean, to be honest with you, I've never asked for this. I've never wanted to be in this situation. It just happens to be, and I feel terrible about it in some ways that my emotions are split. I've never wanted this.
May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
If your father walked in the room, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt about what you did? What would your dad ask you?
How you did today.
And that means your dad raised you to be a man. And men like...
I was mostly raised by my mom. Like, my dad just wasn't ever really that involved.
That's even worse. Do you understand that your husband is your father and your father is now your lover? You have attracted a man.
What do you recommend to do? I've tried to completely stop seeing this friend of mine, and it's just been really hard.
He's not your friend. He's your emotional lover. People having
sex.
What do you suggest?
I really don't know what to do.
Wait. I want you to understand. You're narcissistic. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do know, and I figured you would call me that. I've read your book. I know.
Okay. Well, I'm in my book. That's what I write books for. Getting to I Do is my big book. Now I've written a book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, which is my summary statement in case anybody wants to get it. The truth of the matter is the masculine side of you, your soul, your spiritual self, your masculine side doesn't get to make love. It has sex, and the sex is the lubricant you produce when you smell him, when the orgasms you have in your vagina, when he touches, and your husband, in fact, is a father for you who maybe pays bills. Does he pay bills?
We're both working, but he obviously takes care of most of the finances in the house, and I take
all
care
right.
of more
so
of the
your,
kids.
So your husband is your father, and you try to have sex with your father figure. That can't work. Are you orgasmic?
It's hard, but I mean, yes, eventually.
But do you give yourself the orgasm with a mechanism or your finger?
Yes.
Okay. So do you understand what you're doing is your male is using your husband as a father, but you have an emotional affair going with another man who doesn't get to have sex with you, but has emotional intimacy, makes love to you just by being with you. And I'll bet you 2-1 you've had an orgasm or two, and when he wasn't even touching you.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, now, here's where I differ from a lot of people. I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist. Are you four people? You're two people. You have a female body and a male soul. He, your lover, has a male body and a female soul, but he's not a man because he couldn't share you emotionally with your husband, because he's in love with you, right?
Correct.
Therefore, he's female. He's your wife. Your husband, on the other hand, is your dad, a nicer version of a dad that you're having sex with. And if that's okay with you, and you can be a mother, what do you have for kids?
Two boys.
And do your boys see you ever with your lover?
They are, yes. I mean, but not alone. They see us with their friends, and yeah, we're yeah. They've seen me, but
okay.
Not as a
so you,
as a lover,
you're
more
so
of a friend.
Do you ever end up in a place where is your lover married to somebody?
Yes.
Okay, so it's even getting bigger. Is his wife masculine and the boss or feminine? See, when people have affairs.
I believe she's masculine.
She's masculine and you're feminine. You're in love with him. You're his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have? Are you emotional?
Like I, mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Go ahead, sorry. What were you saying?
Wait, I didn't hear that word.
Yes, I'm emotionally. I've tried to stop completely.
Honey,
to him
trying to stop cocaine is easier than stopping a love affair with a friend that you're keeping in hiding.
Absolutely. So should I just completely call it off? And I mean, I've tried, but it's been really hard. And
I've got
news figured
to
if
you.
We're just running,
divorce
just
your
running.
Husband, divorce your husband so the kids see you marry the other guy because he divorces his wife.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want my kids to be raised in a situation.
Then I want you to know, your boys, you have two boys, and you are the significant parent. Fathers are simply a role model. Are your boys close to their dad?
Yes.
Okay. Is your husband masculine? Do you respect him? He keeps his agreements,
absolutely.
He goes to work, he pays.
Yes.
He's a good dad.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And therefore,
yep.
You're having sex with the kid's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But you're his daughter, too.
Right.
So, if you're comfortable being the daughter of your husband while he's your father and your lover is the wife of a bossy woman, can you see what they're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're comfortable with that, women have to be comfortable. Have you ever had cancer?
No.
Okay. Are you in good weight?
Yes.
Good. You're attractive. How old are you?
38.
You're 38 years old, and so you're still on estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in your mixed deal how long? How long have you been with your father, who is your boyfriend, and your husband, who's your father? How long have you been doing this?
With my husband, 9.5 years. And with my new friend, about 3 months.
3 months. So do you understand that the first 3 months in a romantic relationship is as perfect as it's ever going to be?
Absolutely.
Because everybody's happy.
Right.
The second 3 months, which is the beginning now, you're talking to me because it's starting to go south, correct or not?
It's not. It's just that I just feel guilty because I don't want to ever get separated from my husband. I don't want my friend to get separated from his family. And we just want to be able to spend time together, but never, you know, never sleep together. So
darling,
I feel guilty for having the feeling.
Did you hear what I said? It's you smelling him that turned your body on. Pheromones. Oxytocin is produced by the pituitary. You're going to be more and more married physically to your boyfriend. And having sex with your husband is going to become hideous.
Okay. So what do you recommend? I mean, from talking to you, I'd rather just stop that because I don't want to lose what I have in our family. I just don't.
And okay.
I feel like as hard as it might be now, and it might be hard for the next couple of months to end this, whatever I've had, I've made it very clear.
The time it takes to get over a chemical relationship is 2 years.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
Very often, unfortunately.
What?
I said, and I often see this person in social gatherings, so it's probably going to be very hard.
So why don't you divorce your husband and pay the bill for what you've set up?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I won't do that.
Then why don't you If you smell, if I told you for this week, would you not smell him? You can't be in a building with him because your pituitary produces oxytocin, and that glues you to him and causes you to lubricate and become ready for intercourse. You don't have to have intercourse. You can finger yourself. That's what it is. Are you willing to not have any physical contact with him, but let him call you and be friends? And then guess what else I want you to do if you choose? Ask your husband's permission for being friends with this man on the phone.
He told me no. I've done what? That and he's not okay. He's told me no. I've already asked my husband.
Do you already hear how physically animal your life has become?
Yeah.
See, I told you to ask your husband's permission to be. See, men can't be anywhere near a man who wants to put his penis in mouth, anus, or vagina of their women. Men can't be there. Because men's job is to make babies so the world doesn't die, although you wouldn't know it in today's world.
Okay. So my option was, I just want to know so if I don't want to divorce my husband, which is absolutely a nod, it doesn't matter how painful it will be to end the other relationship, I don't want to go that route. I don't want that for my kids. I don't want that for our family. And like I said,
do halfway. I want you not to smell him. Just see, you're going so full blank that the chances of you going through total sobriety, that's like telling a life drunk to stop drinking.
Right.
Got it? How month of December, I want you to truly be a friend to this person and remember what I'm asking and telling you today and tell him.
Okay.
But don't
smell him. Can you tell me one more time? Okay. Okay.
But be
okay.
friends.
But you can, your husband, I can still run and
look,
talk
what?
To him?
Your husband? No. You cannot disobey your husband unless you want a divorce. I'm giving you a half measure. What I'm doing is basically your husband. See, I was telling you to get your permission from your husband, but he already said no. And you didn't pay a bit of attention to him. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you that you can let this man, you can't call him, but he can call you. He can text you. Do you understand? He can beg.
Kind
he
of.
Can fight. What?
Okay. But okay. So he can do that, but I'm not responding. Is that right?
Of course you're responding. You're two people in
I'm
two cages. No, you
okay.
talk to him. I didn't. I said touch. No, I said touch and smell him. You can't touch and smell him. If he comes
okay,
in a room, you have to leave.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Got it. Okay. No touch, no smell. Okay. Got it. Okay.
You know what I'm
okay.
doing?
But I can still spend time with him and I can still talk to him.
Honey,
which is
do you
where we're
know
at.
What you can be? You can be his honest friend.
Okay.
If you really want to help all the people in this gadget, let's see, there's two of you and two of him with his wife and the kids. Does he have any kids?
Yes.
Right. So how many people are involved in this game?
I know. I agree. It's terrible. I know. It really is.
Well, then,
I know.
But
that's what...
the chances, you already did what I was going to prescribe, and I really honor you. And the fact that you called me and are putting up with me now is spiritually sound. I bless you. You're just a human animal. And what I'm doing is I'm saying you can basically let him talk to you on the phone. Don't do texting. Your husband's going to catch you for sure. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. For the month of December, we can talk and we can see each other, but no touch, no smell.
And you can't call him. We've got to have you be the woman and him be the man. You see, he's a woman with his wife. His wife is his husband. You're a man with your husband, but your husband sounds like a man too. And two men are going to hit the wall any day now. His intuition's going to catch you. And you're done.
Right. Well, what is your long-term plan for me? So that's where we kind of
What do you
are.
Mean?
So
my long-term plan is, I'll tell you what it is. He's going to beg, rant, rave. He may even show up at your house. He may make some moves that may be a little difficult, especially if your husband is around. This man...
So...
may want you, need you. He may be such a wuss that he will keep his wife happy by being her wife, but keep himself as a man coming after you. Do you see? So
yes,
I want you to see.
That he respects, he told me that he wants to make sure whatever is I want out of whatever makes me feel good, he will do it.
That is
you would
just
want.
Tremendous. Then this is what
yes,
you tell
absolutely.
Him.
Said,
okay,
yes.
you tell
he
him,
said,
I've, talked to
want
a,
to
con- I've talked to a therapist, and she advises me and you to not smell each other. Don't be in the same room. Call on the phone, text, but don't smell.
For a month?
No. Well, the month. I want to see if you can do a month. If you can do a month.
For a week? okay.
You know
but again, I'm trying to understand. So we're starting for a week and then a month.
I'm
and
trying
then ultimate...
to. What I'm doing is I'm giving you the beginning program of a sobriety. You're not sober until you can do it 90 days.
Got it.
Okay.
Just like AA, so, just like drugs.
And then after that, I just try to cut it off. That's the whole.
Honey,
that's the whole. Like,
wait a minute. Here's what's going to happen. Either you won't be able to not smell them because you need to lubricate and you need your oxytocin and your body is screaming for him and his is screaming for himself, for you. Do you see? I want to see if you can do it a week. Call us back in a week if you avoid smelling your lover.
Well, I honestly, if I have to do that to keep what I have in my life, I will do that. Even if it makes me miserable, I will 100%.
What I'm doing is putting you on a temporary sobriety training program. That's all I'm doing. I'm asking you to keep your man, but to keep him at a distance so we can eliminate the body problem of oxytocin bonding. You're physically married to him. And it's going to get better and worse and better and worse until you get caught and then you'll get dumped.
Yes.
You are the victim of your family and your family was not good.
Okay. So, but I just want to make sure I understand. So we're going to start with a sobriety of a week. So obviously when you say not in the same room, we're no longer, I can talk to him, but I can't go for runs with him anymore. Just him and I, we're just not seeing each other for a week. Just
honey,
talking and texting.
Wait a minute.
And then after that, the goal is to cut that even down and more and more and more, right?
Yes, dear. That's the thing, to do it another week and another. Go week to week. Don't even try to do a month.
Okay, and just communicate to him that this obviously needs to stop, that we shouldn't.
Nothing needs to stop. You're emotionally in love with each other. You people.
Right, but I'm saying that, like, I feel like I need to owe it to him to understand that the ultimate goal is for us to stop, you know.
The ultimate goal is for you and he to decide you're only friends, and he's more masculine with his wife, and you're more feminine with your husband. And feminine for your husband is passivity, being his wife, patience, especially when you're having sex with people you don't want to have sex with, and vulnerability to this new way of living unless you get a divorce. Or your husband catches you and divorces you.
Right. I mean, as of now, I feel like even if he catches me, it's very, I hope he doesn't divorce me because I feel like I haven't done anything.
I got news for you. He already told you you can't be friends. You've already found out he knows this guy is hot for you, but he doesn't know that you're hot for him yet.
Right. Yes. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
Would you be willing to call us back even if you don't keep the agreement?
Absolutely. I really appreciate your help because I've never been in such a hot mess before.
I want you read a book. Do you want to hear a book? Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. Absentee Dad, Wound. Player Dad, Wound. Player Grandpa, Wound. Will you please read Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard? It's about your childhood wound. That's what's going on here. And write down your dreams. If you took down Patricia Eltage's phone number, write down your dreams and call her and see if she'll evaluate your dreams.
If you mention the show, if you mention the show, your first dream reading is complimentary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, caller. We got to move on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really, really do.
I appreciate you. Thank you for your vulnerability. I'm doing it for the kids.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's get another call going here. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. Brian?
Yeah, that's me. I'm doing well, and I would say part of the reason I'm doing well is because I haven't had any contact with the ex in a little over 2 weeks. And I did some writing and some reading and still having some ideas about the high bi letter. But as a man, do I have, you know, I know you talk about as a woman waiting 8 weeks to send the letter, but on the other side of the coin.
I want you to know the high bi, but the difference here is paragraph one is everything you like about her. Paragraph two is the pain of the non-functional you're not compatible. You see? The pain of the incompatibility.
Right.
And the third thing is what you want in a woman that she doesn't do, and then what you don't want that she does. That's the fourth one. The third, and third is want, fourth is not want. Whereas women, I have them at number three, what they don't want, and then four is what they do want.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You want better compatibility. Do you see?
Then
yours is want on the third paragraph and not want on the fourth paragraph. And the fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading my letter and responding. She may say, I'll do it.
Okay, that's good.
Or she'll say, no, I can't do that. We're incompatible. And then you start the 8 weeks. You give her you let her do the 8 weeks to see if she'll call back and say, I've changed my mind.
No, well, I want to send a letter that says I'm done and that I'm putting it together. I'm not looking for her to come back. I'm grateful that she started the ball rolling on this, and I'm not looking for her to come back.
Okay. Then the fifth paragraph is, thank you for the fun times, especially, and if you can think of something really fun, but the incompatibility disallows me from using you or leading you on. So thank you, but I'm gone.
Yes. Yeah, that part, the end part, the first two paragraphs are easy to do. The I want and don't want. I'm wondering go ahead.
It influences you into writing down what didn't work here. You've got to learn the lesson. I advise people to stay in relationships till you know you're half of the lesson.
Yes. Well, she
and
has said
that
she does.
And then I want you to call next week and read the letter.
Well, you're putting me to the test. I have one idea. Could I run it by you for the I want part?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So one sentence that I came up with in the last week is, because part of our issue was I went up there to see her four times, and I would have continued to go, but I at least wanted her to come down here sometimes. I won't get into all the details why she won't come down, but she won't come down.
You know what? Then that's what you put in. No man can cherish a woman that doesn't respect him. If a man cherishes a woman that doesn't respect him, he's a woman.
Yes. And I in the don't want part, I do want to mention the I don't want to be mothered part. And I told her that when we were in the relationship. before, and she said she didn't want to do it, but I still think it came up. But the sentence I wanted to say on the I want part related to the travel was, I want someone to meet me halfway, because I talked about like getting a hotel room halfway,
no,
spending the weekend.
No, that's not appropriate. I want a woman that respects me enough to follow me. That's what you're doing. To respect me enough that I can cherish her for doing it. That's what I teach. Got it?
Yeah, and she told me that she liked the way that I cherished her many times, so I don't
but
even know if
don't
I said
like
if I like put that exact sentence.
She doesn't respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You want better deal. You want her to come up in a committed relationship and come to you. That's respect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you got it?
Yeah. I've got that part.
Respect.
The compatibility is what I want. And then I guess coming up with a third thing.
What third thing?
Well, I'd like to do at least three sentences on what I want. So I'm still working on
I'm telling you to write down, I want to be respected in the area of I drive 2 times, you drive 2 times. Or I drive 3 times and you drive 1 time, but we are going to share in our convenient relationship equitably.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, that's good.
Good. Okay, I'm going on.
All right. I've got some other stuff, but I could ask you another time.
Another time. Next week is you're going to read me the letter.
Oh, yeah, I have to have it done by then?
Yes, you will have it done by then.
All right. Well, I'm on the spot, but that's okay coming from you.
Yes, it is. Yep, you've hired me to mother you, dear.
that's right. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Good. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, caller. Okay, let's get us another call on the line. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Oh, great.
Hello, caller.
Yes, well, I've been trying. Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
What?
So, thank you so much for taking my call. And I have a question about a man I've had 3 dates with.
Have you called me before?
I have called you before, yes.
Okay. So what are you calling me for tonight?
Right. I wanted this. I still have questions about this guy. I'm very attracted to him, and I think he's very attracted to me. But
that doesn't sound bad.
I know. That's what I think. I really like him. And he...
What's the problem?
So he wants sex, and I gave him the three
criteria. Of course he wants sex. What did you give him?
Yes. I talked about the continuity, monogamy, or exclusivity.
Monogamy, continuity, and longevity. Are you going towards marriage?
I would like that. And he's divorced.
Have you read Getting to I Do, my bestseller?
I have, yes. Yes, I know.
Okay, so you know the basics. What did he say to that?
He was married for 30 years, and his wife had a midlife crisis and became a race car driver. So he wants a traveling companion, or he wants a girlfriend. He doesn't have issue with someone. Like, he likes someone around all the time.
Are you single? Are you single?
I'm single.
Okay. Do you want to be engaged?
I'd be happy to, but I don't know if he would go for that.
Well, if he wouldn't go for that, go for another man. If okay. you're incompatible, you're incompatible.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. Is that correct?
Right. I don't think he's happy about that.
I didn't think I cared whether a man is happy. I thought a man cared when he did what made you happy.
Yeah.
So do you want to be cherished or respected?
I want to be cherished.
If you want to be cherished, you've got to be with the man that cherishes you. And he won't cherish yeah. you unless you respect him. And this man wants a free wife, free girlfriend, free ride.
Yeah.
But that's part of his nature.
Yeah, he tried
God built human beings to be polygamous. Nature, mm-hmm. science. That's just the way people are. But smart mm-hmm. women know if you give him a free wife, he won't marry you.
Yeah. He tried to tell me that that's how he married his first wife, that they just kind of, you know, went along and got married. But,
you know. Darling, please, I'm teaching you how to train him that you're a virtuous woman. It's simply, yeah. I would love to make love to you if I was engaged to you. I could live with you if I was engaged to you. I could travel with you if I was engaged to you.
So how do I open up renegotiating? Because we just said
when he says, I want to put my penis in your mouth, anus, and vagina.
Right, but now he's not seeing me. So what's happened is, like after each date, he says, like after each date, he's like, magical evening. Like he's like, it seems like he's moving forward. And then he says, you know, that I have my criteria, like he's not my guy because he can't meet the criteria. So how do I, like I told him I wanted marriage, but I'm okay if it's, if I'm engaged. How do
Honey,
I reintroduce that topic?
I said, does he grab you or does he ask you for sex? Or both?
I think he gets it. I think more physically. He grabs, he doesn't ask.
All right, that's called friends with perks. It's a popular form of relationship and guaranteeing a dropping in the birth rate and a huge jump in divorce in this horrible virus-driven nutty world. I'm teaching you how to get married. Men want to...
Uh-huh. But is there any way... So. I asked for marriage, and I think it was, like, too much of a stretch for him, and I'm okay
Darling,
with engagement.
We're not asking yeah. for marriage. We're not asking. We're asking for engagement. A ring on your finger. What?
I know, I understand what we're asking for, but it came up on the second date that he made a very serious move.
Honey,
and I was kind
it
of,
comes up like, on the first date.
Right. So what happened is I wasn't prepared, and I said that I wanted
what
marriage.
What is preparing? You've read my book.
I know, but what I'm saying is instead of asking for engagement, I asked for marriage, and I think it was too much of a stretch.
Honey,
how do
it is too much. I say it's too much.
I agree. So how do I reopen the negotiation to get it to engagement
you
instead of marriage?
Don't open negotiation. He says, I want to put my penis in your mouth, anus, and or vagina. And you say, I'd love you to do that if we were engaged. Let's go to Costco's and get a ring.
Right, but I don't know how to get to the next date. Because after the third date, it looked like we're moving forward. And then he said, we have different philosophies. I'm not your guy. And then
well,
we had another little 30.
Honey, he just told you he's dumping you. That's all. And what's the third date? He asked for sex on the first date. You tell him all continuously, I don't do casual sex. I do committed sex, not sex. I make love. I don't have sex. I make love. And making love means monogamous commitment, continuous dating and contact, and goal going next year to a wedding. If that doesn't fit him, you're incompatible.
But I'm thinking I'm incompatible because I asked for marriage instead of engagement. Is there any way to reopen?
Darling, I appreciate you not hearing what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it again, and then I'm going to go to the next person. Would you please not ask for marriage and simply ask for an engagement with a man that's monogamous, continuous, and willing to consider marriage within a year?
Absolutely. But I don't know how. I made a mistake at this point. Is there a way to reopen it and ask for engagement?
You don't reopen it. He opens it when he asks for sex again. You can't open it up. That's what?
Well, we had a flirty text where he said, "Will you come over and make out with me by the fire?"
Making out? When did he say that?
About a week ago.
Did you go over there and make out?
No, because I wish I would have.
Darling, if he does that again, would you say, "I'd love to come and make out, but I'm not having intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, unless I'm engaged to you"?
But do I say that means, do I say that over text, or do I go over and say that when I see him?
You can say it on the phone when he asks you to come over. "I'll come over and I'll make out with you, but I won't have intercourse."
But what if he's texting? How do you get a phone call?
You know what? You don't need a phone call. Text him back. "Thank you for this text. I will come over there. I will make out with you, but I will not have intercourse." It's the same thing.
It just seems so blunt.
Honey, it is blunt. What you're doing now is going in circles, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
So will you do this?
When he asks for sex,
will you ask for engagement?
Yes.
Because even if you say no intercourse, he can still date you, make out with you, sleep with you, but not put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. That's all we're saying. You can
that
date him up the
I
store.
I just don't know how to get a next date with him. Like, do I
high mind? You can't get a next date with him. You're the woman. Stop trying to be a woman or nothing, whatever you're doing. Wait until he asks you to come over and then tell him, "I'll come over, make out, but I won't have oral, anal, vaginal intercourse."
Yeah. But I don't think he will because I said no around the, he thinks a lot better.
I don't care. Honey, if you want to be a free wife, if you want to be a seminal receptacle, that's your business, not mine. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Okay, let's see if we've got another call. Pardon me. Checking in with our switchboard, see what's going on. That number is 323-203-0815. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, am I live?
You are.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, yay. Okay, awesome. Yes, I do. So I actually stumbled across your work, and I just started reading your book.
Which book?
The I Do one? I forgot how the whole title of it.
Oh, Getting to I Do?
Getting to I Do, yes, yes. So I'm like reading it and I feel like I have to go back and reread it, but I haven't dated in 2 years. I am in recovery and now I'm starting to like go back into the dating world.
You're in recovery for drunks, for sex,
for drugs, alcohol, and yeah, drugs, alcohol, food.
I'm sober
whole
50 years.
Congratulations. That's
You're
amazing.
You're not kidding. No.
That is amazing.
It was hard work. I'm 87 years old today, and when I was 35, I was a drunk fat lady.
Wow.
I'm not a drunk, and I weigh 121 pounds.
Wow. And with so much wisdom from, I've been like, after this book, I've already just bought a bunch of your other books, and The Addict in Me is
good,
like, I
good,
need to read
good.
All of this. But
so now you're
like
ready.
Said,
you've done your 2 years of sobriety, and you're ready to come out.
Yes, and it's really
nerve-wracking
because.
Are you flirting?
I'm trying to, but
that
I don't.
That only means I want you to look in the eyes of men you're attracted to and smile. What's hard about
okay.
that?
I see that I veer away. I feel like it's so easy to do with men I'm not attracted to, but then the men that
no,
I'm
darling,
actually attracted
to,
I shut down.
No, darling, I want you to smile at men. I know it, and you don't let them see your shy pink face because you're blushing, and they love it because that's your sweet little girl.
Oh, God.
When you're your
so
bull-eyed drunk, what? Yes, dear, passive patient and vulnerable. Passive patient and vulnerable. But as far as I know, there's a rape law in this country, at least today, and it says men can't rape you or they go to jail.
Right.
In fact, the governor
right.
just got thrown out of his job of governor, Cuomo.
Wow. So I've started dating, and I did go out with someone that
Are
I am
dating
very...
men that you're attracted to or men you don't care about?
So I've only been out, in all honesty, with two different men, and one of them I wasn't attracted to, and I...
That's okay. You can date
him
three times and then tell him, I'm not chemically attracted, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. So if you want to date me, it's just friendship.
Okay. Okay.
That's what you
and
say.
Then,
you don't have to dump him. He may be a nice friend.
That's true. That's true. Okay. But the second guy is the guy that I am attracted to.
Woo!
And we went on our second
you lubricate.
Date.
Wow. Don't sit
yeah,
on a leather chair, you'll slide off.
Right. Right. And so we went on our second date this past Sunday. But I haven't heard from him since.
He's got
and
8 weeks. He's got
so
8 weeks.
What happened?
Weeks.
What
so happened
what do I
is,
do?
Honey, I'm teaching you. You stop talking and I will tell you. When men date you, they date you with the idea of what is it going to take to get their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, because you're nicer than a towel.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, what I teach people, women, is to attract men by looking them in the eyes and smiling, but not talking. Hi, my name is Patricia. Want to go home and go to bed? That is not what I teach. What I teach is just signal a man that you are attracted and available, because when you drink, you go male. It knocks out
mm-hmm.
your feelings. And hey there, buddy, I really like you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you have to go. That's why we don't want newcomers to date in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But you're
mm-hmm.
in your second year. therefore I'm teaching you, and I'm sober, and I'm specialist addiction in alcohol and sex from McLean Hospital under Patrick Carnes supervision. So I am trained to help people like you because I am a recovering version of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know you've got to signal real men sober that you are attracted. So look them in the eyes and smile and see if they talk to you. You see, if they talk to you, they say things like, gee, let's have some coffee. Or if you're at an AA meeting, they say, gosh, what's your phone number? Or worse than that, they'll hand you their phone number and you turn it over and you put your name and you put your number and you give it back. So he has your number to call you and be the man that you respect. Got it? And then you date. I want you to date each man three times to see if he asks for sex so that you say to him, thank you for being attracted to me, but I don't do casual sex. I've got to be in a committed, monogamous, continuous contact relationship, and I'm hoping to get married next year. Are you willing to date me under those conditions? Hell no. I'm not interested in marriage, and I'm blah, blah. Okay, we're not compatible. But you know what? Don't be surprised if within 8 weeks he calls you back because he has never been turned down. He's so cute. His car is so great.
So being like assertive in that way and expressing that I'm looking for a serious relationship and marriage.
Wait a minute.
That's not,
Wait a minute. You're not aggressive unless you talk first. Hi there, cute guy.
Okay.
They talk first.
What about online
dating?
What? What about online dating?
Yes, online dating. Or the
same thing. For
to the AA meetings. What?
Online dating? Like,
I don't care
like
where you find them.
Okay.
The only thing, like Hinge and Bubble, the ones that are run by women, Bubble, I think.
Yeah.
You have permission to go click. Like, you have permission because the company is telling you to go click to somebody you like. I give you permission to go click on that channel because it's what the company does, not you.
Okay. But so the guy that I am attracted to that I've been on two dates with,
Marvelous. Did he move on you? Did he touch you sexually? Did he talk sexual?
No, he didn't like bring up sex. No, he didn't. He was really respectful in that
I know
way.
That. He wasn't respectful. He was cherishing. A man who doesn't bring it up in the first three dates, is so serious about you, he's afraid of turning you off. So you have to wait until he says, are you dating other guys? Of course I am. I'm looking for a boyfriend to maybe marry. You see what? I'm going to date until I get a man who wants to marry me.
But he hasn't texted me in 5 days, so I don't do anything. Right.
8 weeks. He's got eight weeks.
Okay.
Ruminating.
So I just sit
do
still.
I
feel like a
you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If he's chemically attracted to you, he's terrified. And he wants to make you call him. Don't do it.
Okay.
And when he calls you, say, oh, it's so nice hearing from you.
Okay.
But he's probably terrified.
Okay.
Why didn't she call me?
All right. I'm just like replaying all my steps. Like, was I like, because thankfully I had been reading your book prior to like even going out with him. And I was trying to affirm like things, like you said, like when he asked me out, I was like, yes, I would love to go out, or like, yes, like
good.
Your
excellent.
Plan, like
oh,
this plan
wonderful.
That you made sounds lovely. Like I tried
good.
To really be affirming towards his plans and really focus
I
on
know
like
that,
his
but he didn't
thoughts
ask
and opinions.
For intercourse.
No, he did not ask for intercourse.
That could indicate he's really interested in you, seriously.
Okay.
They know they're not supposed to get free sex, but God created them to want sex, to make babies, to fill up the world.
Okay.
Sex is different
so I just
than
don't
making
do
love.
Anything.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Making love is monogamy, continuity, and planning marriage someday next year.
Okay, well, hopefully I'll be on this line sharing that with you. You're definitely going to be hearing from me again, but okay, I'm not going to contact him. And
you're giving him
eight weeks. Okay.
And when he dates you, and he asks you for sex, tell him, thank you for being interested, but I don't do casual sex unless I'm your girlfriend, your fiance, or your wife.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to wait. And then at 8 weeks,
you're going to date two other guys. I want you dating three guys, three times each. And if you don't have chemistry for them, then you say when he asks you for a fourth date, gee, I've got to tell you, I don't have the right chemistry and I don't want to use you and I don't want to lead you on. So if you want to date me, it's just friendship.
Okay. So I have to find other people to date as well.
I got it. Start at AA.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll definitely be back on the line. I appreciate it. Have a lovely night.
Keep reading my books. There's lots of them.
I will.
Conversational Rape, Truth About Men Will Set You Free, but First It'll Piss You Off.
I've been buying them. I'm reading them. Thank you so
my
much.
My newest book is Man's World and Woman's Universe. They're in charge of
I bought
things
that
and
one.
Weird.
That's my
oh,
next
God.
One.
And that's
I
got
bought
the
that
tools
one.
In it. It's got I-ness, we-ness, and us-ness.
And you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com if you're interested in joining one of our groups.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, ladies. Have a great night.
We're doing it.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. That's you have to turn off your.
Sorry.
You got somebody else?
Hey, do you have a question?
Hi, I did. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I
I'm
do
calling
for you, to you, with you? What?
I'm calling because I have taken your advice and I have been I've been duty dating and I
what is duty dating? I gotta tell them. Duty dating is dating people you don't have chemistry for just to practice doing Pat Allen stuff.
Yes. And
you never flirt with men that you like.
I want to flirt with some of the men that I like, but I feel like I'm afraid of coming up. So I try to look, but I'm always afraid if they are talking to other women or dating other women?
Of course they are. They're dating three. If they're talking to me, I'm teaching them to date three women three times before they say, honey, you're a darling woman, but I just don't have the chemistry and we're not compatible and I don't want you to wait up for me anymore.
Okay. So one of the guys that I was duty dating, I went on one date with him actually, and I definitely do not find myself attracted to him. I'm not attracted to him.
So did he ask you out again?
Yes, he did. And I was like, okay, let me...
Did you tell him you didn't have the chemistry and you didn't want to use him and lead him on?
I did not have physical chemistry with him, but I really enjoy our conversation. So I wanted to meet with him again. So I told him yes. But then yesterday, he sent me a very kind of like a mean message, I would say, where he said something like, oh, you didn't contact me for a couple of days, and I just feel like I would like for you to let
what
me
he
know
was
if you're
doing,
not
what he was doing was getting you to be his mommy or his pursuer.
Absolutely, Dr. Pat, and that goes again with another guy. So I'm going to finish with this guy. Two guys, those are the reasons I'm
That's
calling.
The
so
news,
this guy, this guy.
I got news for you. As women try to become men, men try to become women. So now men are wanting women to chase them.
Exactly. And so, Dr. Pat, I've taken your advice. You said men are dating me, right? They will contact me. If we're in a relationship, where we know from girlfriend, boyfriend,
no,
husband, wife.
What you're doing is you're telling him what you want. Women get what they want by telling them what they don't want. I really appreciate your asking me to chase you, but I don't want to chase you. I want to be the girl.
Okay. Should I say it like that?
What?
Should I say it like that? Do you think that they'll understand it?
I didn't hear what you said.
So the statement you just made about not wanting to chase them, should I tell that to them in that way?
Of course, if they say you didn't call me, he said to you, you didn't call me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't call men. I want to be a woman with a man who calls me.
Okay.
You want to be cherished, not respected. Masculine
exactly.
women have to be with feminine men. Feminine women get to be with masculine men. So do you want to be cherished or do you want to be respected as a man?
Always cherish.
Well, then would you please not chase men? Because men don't like being chased by women. They get over mother about the age of 10, and then they're on their own, and they want to run the show.
Exactly. I don't want that. So I told them
you don't
that,
want men to run the show? Men
I don't want
to, be
respected. To run the show.
You don't want to run the show. That's good. You want to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to a good man who wants you and wants to cherish you into wanting him. Got that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, then act like it. When you go someplace, look in the eyes of a guy you're attracted to and smile, but don't talk.
Okay.
Unless
okay.
you ask him so, where the bathroom is. You can ask him where the bathroom is. Then
okay.
men like to help you.
Absolutely. So I'm also talking to another person, dating another person who I am attracted to, but he also tries, especially in the beginning, especially 3 weeks ago, he was always asking me to contact him and I wouldn't do so. And he started...
Did you say thank you for wanting to contact me?
No, I said that I appreciate when the men contact me. I do not like contacting men.
That's right. So you told him the truth, and what happened? Did he call you again?
He called me, but he likes to, because he asked me the question of, am I talking to other men? Actually, he asked that question every day.
Of course I am, until I'm a girlfriend, a fiance, listen to what I'm saying. Of course I'm dating until I'm monogamous, continuous, and with a man that's committed to me.
Exactly. And so I have an understanding. He always asks me, and I tell him, yeah, I am talking to other men, and I want to be in a committed,
monogamous relationship.
Exactly. So... I wanted to thank you because I am following your advice. It's just that a lot of the men, they want you to chase them. All three guys that I'm dating.
Look, honey, they all want women to chase them. That's what a boy does. They want free sex, free sleepovers, free girlfriends. And I'm telling you, that's just their animal nature coming out. They'd rather ejaculate in your body than a towel.
Yes.
Would you please do what I say?
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
I will. I'm not going to contact them first.
And who are you going to flirt with? Are you going to flirt with duty date men or with men you really are attracted to?
Men I'm really attracted to. But tell me again, how many seconds am I supposed to look at them?
What?
How many seconds? How many seconds am I supposed to look at them when I'm flirting?
I don't care. I don't care what seconds you do. 5 minutes, 5 seconds, 1 minute, 1 second. I just want you to look in the eyes and smile, period, and see if he talks to you.
Okay. I have one last question, Dr. Pat.
What?
I'm using a dating app as well. And so in the dating app, the guy or the girl.
What are you using?
No, Bumble. Hinge.
Are you using Hinge?
So the guy can contact you first and the girl can contact first. So both individuals can contact the other individual first. And so my question is... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What is your question?
Does Hinge give you, as a woman, a chance to say, will you like first? Bumble does.
Yes. So Bumble lets you talk first, but on Hinge, he can also talk first.
I know that, but both people can poke on both people. A woman can click, and a man can go click. Then do it. As long as the app allows both men and women, or at least women, to signal.
Okay. So then who gets to send the first message, since we both can send the first message?
The first message is one that pushes the button, and the other one, they say, hi, you pushed my button.
So
whoever
usually
pushed the button, what is usual?
Usually I let the men push my button and I also let them start the message.
But you can start it, too, by pushing the button.
Okay, so that's not masculine, to like them first.
Oh, yes, there is, because when you get on the phone or the text, he has to ask you out.
Okay.
You push the button that you're interested, and he decides what to do with you.
Okay.
Have you got that?
I got it. Thank you.
I don't want you asking for a date. I want you responding when he asks for a date.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Give it a go.
Thank you, caller.
And
good
wear
luck.
Your mask and
thank
get
you.
Your shot.
You. Yes. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
You have a good
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
Callers, pick up the line. If we're calling you, we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. 323-203.
Do we have to market anything, Kelly?
We're okay right now. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr.
Hello?
Pat.
Hi.
I've been engaged. Now I'm with the guy, this my fiance for 5 months. And,
wow. When are you getting married?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We don't have a date set. He's saying.
Well, that's okay. But, when are you getting married? You said it. Next year, 5 years, 10 years.
Well, he's saying in 6 months. When?
Well, then that's when you're getting married. 6 months. Is he the man or are you the man?
He is.
Well, then do it when he wants, unless there's some reason not to.
Okay.
If you want a man, he will lead. You will follow. If you want to be the man, you've got to find a man that wants to follow. He will be your wife.
Right. Well, I'm, one of the issues is time because he's taking care of his mother who has dementia. So he only has, and then he plays golf. So I really get not, but then I'm never happy with the little time that we have. So I guess do I just follow and not say anything? Like I tell him I'm upset.
Honey, do you understand you have a man that is taking care of his mother? I wonder what it would be like if you were married to him and he didn't have that graciousness to take care of you when you became demented. Do you understand you're complaining about a man doing his virtuous good? Can you go over to where he is with, where's his mother? Is she in a hospital? Is she in a house?
Oh.
Where is she?
No, she's in a house with him, but
her
she's
house
demented.
Or a professional?
Yeah, her house. No, her house. So I cannot. I mean, I can't really, I've never met her because of dementia.
What's the dementia got to do? If he's with her and you're with him, who cares if she's demented?
I don't care. I'm just. What are you're saying?
Would
that,
you go join him in taking care of his mother? That's what I'm asking.
No. He's taking care of his mother along with his brother, and the mother, if there's anyone else there, she goes, she says, like they're stealing from her, this and that, so they don't want
any. She tells stories. I understand what dementia is. Okay.
So the answer is no.
So you want to dump him and get a hot-footed guy that's available?
No, I don't, but I don't know what to do with my hurt and anger that
What is your hurt and anger for? Have you asked to join your boyfriend? Is he your fiancé or your boyfriend?
Yes, my fiancé.
Okay. When are you going to join him in the partnership of engagement? What are you going to, if you were married to him, wouldn't you go with him to take care of his mother?
Well, according to him, no, because she's mentally deranged. So
what's that got to do with that? You're bitching about not seeing him enough.
So
you're saying, a good man? He sounds like a good man.
Yes.
So
he's a good man.
Join him or leave him.
I've got to leave you because you're taking care of that dumb lady.
Well, it's like we're at a stage where I want to see him more, and it's only
honey,
like,
do
you
understand
know,
you're saying the same thing and I'm telling you? Do you see him once a week?
Yes.
The international norm for intimacy in a relationship is that you are together once a week. Because people have mothers that are nuts. They have jobs that they have to be at constantly. Do you understand what marriage is like? It's a partnership with another human being for both of your joy and effort.
You want to be everything.
Well, I hate to say it. You have to wait until she dies. Now, is he worth waiting for or not?
Well, yeah.
Don't you have girlfriends to go play with?
I don't have enough, no.
Then go get more girlfriends. Go bowling. Go to the movies. Go someplace. Do something. You don't need him more than one date a week until she dies.
Okay.
Is he worth it?
Yes.
Then would you please shut up about not seeing him enough? He's doing a very, and his brothers, they're doing a beautiful job. God bless them. I'm 87 years old, and boy, dementia could hit me too.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a daughter that I live with. Because my husband's dead. You see, men just don't hold up as well as women. And there are a lot more old ladies alone, but they gather up and they go on trips together, get on buses and go to Vegas together.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please go entertain yourself with your girlfriends?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm just going to see what happened in 6 months and assume that we're going to get married in 6 months.
Then would you please get married?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, asking a boyfriend, fiance, he and his brothers taking care of a demented mother, that doesn't look good. Go play with your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you a sex addict?
No.
I want to have sex more than this.
No, but I just, I guess I'm.
You know what I hear? I hear you're bitching and moaning to somebody. Is any mom, dad, sister, brother, friend telling you, oh, you're so bored, you should get rid of him?
No, I anybody, don't really have a lot of, no, I don't have a anybody, lot of friends, but.
No. Well, then it shows, you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're asking him to not care for his mother the way he wants. And I think that's, he's doing wonderful. As long as he sees you and is nice to you once a week. International norm for intimacy.
Because, yeah, we are, when he sleeps over, you know, we're intimate, so.
And does he make love good?
Yeah.
Then what are you talking about? Go bowling with your girlfriends.
Okay.
Got it?
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Call again.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Bye. Okay, Dr. Pat, we are out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the contracts, commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen to that. Everyone, if you're looking for our products, wantistar.com is the place to go. And if you would like to join one of our groups and get on the waiting list, reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. And you can watch the video Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication at the bottom of the page, www.drpatallen.com. Until we're with you next week. Take care. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.